A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord. So before I joined the order, I was studying and training to be a journalist. And one thing which is pounded into our skulls is the need to tell a good story. Anyone can present data and facts, but it takes an artist to tell a good story. And if St. Paul does nothing else with this passage to the Philippians, he shows us that God is a fantastic storyteller. And God's story begins something like this. Once upon a time, God in the person of Jesus Christ humbled and emptied himself by becoming human. Instead of seeking to overpower us, the King of the universe seemed to restrain his glory and disguise himself as a beggar. He walked among us, his glory and power hidden and cloaked. God entered into the depths of our emptiness and humbled himself there. God, like a good war correspondent, embedded himself in with the infantry on the front lines. But he didn't just report. He offered to change the story, to change reality itself. But this is where the story gets complex, because we didn't just say yes to that, did we? Instead of living in God's story, instead of letting God alter our circumstances, we often live out a very different story, our own ego drama, where we are the main character. Every piece of dialogue is a monologue, and we are the only hero. Everyone is at best a sidekick, their vision subservient to our own, or they are at worst a villain, to be dominated and to be beaten. Whether it's the liturgy, politics, or our own religious observance, how often do we act out our own ego drama? We set out with the goal of winning, with the goal of beating the conservatives or the liberals, the young or the old, whoever it might be, and we forget who we are. And we forget why we're here. We're here to be saints. We are here to be of one mind and one heart for one purpose, which is the salvation of souls and the preaching of Jesus Christ, which that requires. This grasping, this gobbling up, this desire to dominate and win will not lead us to that happy and blessed end. The ego drama is only ever a tragedy. It's incapable of being anything else. And if we remain in our ego drama, continuing to place our desires, our attachments, our work before what Christ requires of us, this self-emptying obedience and humility, we're going to find ourselves alone on a darkened stage when the story ends. But the ego drama isn't our only option. Grace has entered the picture. Christ offers us another story, and he's written himself into it. A story of self-sacrifice and then glory, of humiliation and then humility, of emptiness and then fullness. And so far from being the lead actor in a tragic ego drama, we're invited into the Theo drama, where tragedy becomes comedy, and comedy becomes fairy tale, but with one important difference from every other fairy tale. This one's true. Christ has humbled himself. Christ has emptied himself and is now glorified above all others. He has shown us the way, and it is himself. But do we follow the script? Do we listen in stillness and tranquility to brothers we disagree with? Do we charge in with words pointed as weapons, aiming to kill and to hurt? Do we try and run around frantically, trying to puff and fill ourselves up? Or do we trust God to do it all? All these things and the specific manifestations which arise in each of us are all threads of either the ego drama or the Theo drama. And even though I all too often fall into the ego drama, allowing myself to be hurt and to hurt others, I don't want to be part of it. And I don't think you do either. And providentially, another story waits for us, a fairy tale story. And even though here on Palm Sunday we are left in the Passion, and it looks bleak and full of humiliations, emptiness, and darkness, we know where all fairy tales end. And they lived happily ever after. Yeah.